Okay, reverse action. Okay. Okay, we've moved on now from the Rebar Zilai to a new sugya, Zchiya Beget, which is a fascinating sugya. The Ferrari gave a Chabura. This is a new packet. Lamed Hey. Okay, and this is going to carry us through a number of shiurim, a number of packets on Zchiya Beget. And we have to soon talk about Shabbat Zohar. We should start to plan. We should try to be here for Shabbat Zohar. You know, it's always a nice, hopefully we'll have our own mincha here on Shabbos, Shalosh Shudos, and our own Kriyas HaMegillah, hopefully. So it's always nice, Shabbat Zohar. So we'll be talking about it. I'm just trying to get your whet your appetite a little bit. You see after the Shmaya. So, so we've been talking about the concept of Zechiah. Right, I gave you an example. You see a basketball, Hefker basketball, which was what's his name? Yeah, you see a basketball in the street, and you pick it up on someone's behalf. This is Hefker. If it's your own basketball, then you can't be mezakeh for someone else, right? But it's your own basketball, you only can be mezakeh something that's not yours. This is my Gemara. If I pick it up with intent that you should own it, I still own it. Is it only zchiya al yidei acherim? You have to be motzi from your shus. But if something's hefker, so it's not mine, I can pick it up on behalf of someone else, and he'll be kona. Okay. So we talked about Zachin, Le'adam, Me'adam, all these things. Today we're going to start the topic of Zechiah Beget. Could you be Mezakeh a Get? Now, in the Gemara, it only speaks about from the perspective of the woman. Okay, for example, if a woman gets divorced, so the husband hands her the Get, and she's divorced. Say she doesn't want to look at the husband, so she can appoint a shliach l'kabbalah that to accept the get on her behalf. But she has to appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach l'kabbalah is mekabel the get for her. But what if she didn't appoint a shliach? Could somebody say to a woman, I got a get from your husband on your behalf? So, at first glance, that's preposterous. Because a woman is married to a man. So, she wants to be married to him, right? So, no one could say that, well, your husband just gave me a get for you, and you didn't appoint me as a shliach, but I'm mezakeh a get for you. Why? Why is that no good? Because it's not a schus. Right? Zochen la'odav. She wants to be married. She wants to be married. So then, right? Then she wants to be married. So the Gemara says, but what if it'll be a scenario where it's to her benefit to get the get? Could somebody say, in other words, we know she wants to be divorced, right? You have cases like that. We know she wants to be divorced. So could somebody go ahead and go to the husband and say, you know what, I'll be mezakeh the get for this lady, for your wife? Because the wife, I don't know where she is now, but here he's agreeing to give the get, and here's this other person. And say, you know what? Give me the get, not as a shliach, because he was never appointed as a shliach to be mezakeh. So that's the Gemara. Bar minei rova mei Rav Nachman ha mezake get li ishto b'mokom yovam mahu. So what's the case? Why is it, what would be a scenario where it would be what? It would be a zchus for her to get divorced. So one case is like this. You have a woman. You have a woman who is married to a man. They don't have any children. And the husband, say, is old and sickly. Right? And, you know, he could, you know, could be die soon. And she doesn't have any children, so then there's the brother who she may or may not want to marry. Right? So it's never good in life to not be able to decide who you're marrying. Right? You should make that decision, who you're marrying. So it's not so good to be in a Yibum situation, because a Yibum situation for a woman is to her detriment, because she's going to be forced to marry somebody who maybe she doesn't want to marry. Because if he decides he wants to do Yibum, then you do Yibum. If he decides he wants to do Yibum, then you do Yibum. If she says she doesn't want, it's not up to her. So that, right? In other words, it's all in the... You see, when you get married the first time, so everyone has a choice. You want to marry her, him, you want to marry her, right? They both come under the chuppah willfully, right? But when you do yibum, that means that the husband died, and now the brother, so it's all in his court. He decides he wants to marry her, she has to marry him. He decides he wants to do chalitza, chalitza. It's all in his court. So, if a person has a husband, say, who's old and sickly, and they don't have any children, and maybe he's going to die soon, and then she's going to have yibum, so that's not good for her. Because, as I said before, it's never good to marry somebody who you don't want to marry. That's Yisod. You have to marry someone who you want to marry. Right? You have to marry someone you want to marry. That's Yisod. That goes for the man and the woman. Right? Not somebody who someone else wants you to marry. Right? We discussed in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, right? That the parents don't have jurisdiction to you know, they can voice their opinion, but you can also voice your opinion contrary if you think that, you know, those, I mean, it is a nice thing to have everyone on board, which is the normal situation, and that is a good situation. I'm not saying not. Don't think that. There are situations where there's conflict. I've been involved in situations of Talmidim where there was serious conflict between, you know, the Talmud and the parents about the particular shidduch. It's not a pleasant thing, believe me. It's not a pleasant thing. And it's, but at the end of the day, marriage has to be your ratzon. So being in a yibum situation is never a great thing, because from her perspective, she's gonna. From her perspective, she is not going to be able to marry someone she wants. Right. So it's all in his. The driver's seat. So if a husband says, you know, I don't want to subject my wife to this. She loved me, but that doesn't mean she's going to love my brother, right? So you know what? I'll give a get to some other person. And apparently the wife is not here. I don't know where she is. Because he knows maybe he's dying. And the other person will be zakeh the get on behalf of the woman. And there, maybe that's a schus. Because this way, she won't be forced to marry someone who she doesn't want. So that's the question, does that work or not? Whereas normally, somebody takes a get from a husband on behalf of another woman, and this person was not appointed as a shlich l'kabbalah from the woman, so you can't just do that, because that's a chov. She wants to be married. what's if somebody has wants to get involved and right? But the Gemara says, "Bami me rava me rav Nachman hamazake get liishto b'mokam yavam mahu." Maybe b'mokam yavam, it's different because that could be his chus. So the Gemara says, "Mahu kaven the sanyale zchusu lo v'zochin lo adam shelo b'fanov." Because she might what? She might hate the guy. Right? It's a possibility. Right? Just because you love your husband doesn't mean you love your husband's brother. So maybe, or Dilma came into Zimna, but on the other hand, sometimes you might like your husband's brother. Or came into Zimna, the Rachmale, Chovula, Vechavilod, or Shalom Befanov. In other words, Yibam was not by choice.
Yeah, like if she doesn't like it,
too bad. So what do we say? Could you do his chia? Because I don't know, we don't know over here, does he like or does he not? So sometimes he likes, sometimes not. So do we say, well, sometimes she won't like him, so it's his chos, or do we say sometimes she will like him, so it's a chov? That's the question. Yeah. Danny.
Do we ever factor in his mental state? Like, the stress of things knowing that he's a
Yeah, I mean, a person's, a person can't give a get unless he has his mind. You know
that?
Like, now. As a person's a shota, he can't be. He can't megarish his wife.
This isn't like shota, it's just someone who aside from Alzheimer's, this is just someone who has, crazy amount of, stress or anxiety because he knows that he's, terminally ill and he's about to die.
Yeah, so that's not that's okay. Stress and anxiety.
But that doesn't affect someone's decision making.
It could, but that doesn't make someone a shota, or doesn't make someone.
Doesn't discount.
You have to fall in a halacha category. Like if a person falls in a halacha category of a shota, that means that he does things that are not normal. Okay, so that we're going to get to. That's coming attractions.
How is that determined? Like, at what point would you, like, do you need a medical diagnosis to say something like that? Is it shota, or, like, what is it even based on?
Well, I gave, just very bekitzer, if a person does things that are crazy, like, he doesn't care about his, somebody give him a money, and then he'll just leave it in the street. So that's a Meister Stuss, right? Because he, yeah. Or if he doesn't have the intelligence like of a 6 or 7 year old or something like that, even though he's not doing anything abnormal. So there are two ways to be qualified to be a Shota. Either minimal intelligence, you don't have an intelligence of Putos, like a 7, 8 year old, or if he does something that's very abnormal. Very abnormal. So one of those two, there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe that I've discussed in the past, where a person thought that he was like Mashiach, or his Adam HaRishon called him a chait. So he thought, so he'd walk around without clothes, because he. In other words, everything else, like Rav Shukla pointed out, he could have a rational conversation. And be rational about everything, but to Gabi this Nakuda, he was very off. So the question is, so he was a Shota L'Dover Echad. So the question is, can a Shota L'Dover Echad give a get or not? Because he did things that were bizarre. If Adam HaRishon called him L'Chait, so then you walk around without clothing because you're Adam HaRishon, called him L'Chait. And so,
what? Would he be allowed to give the get?
That was the question. So Rav Moshe had this big chiddush that he allowed him to give the get. And not everyone agrees to that. Because he holds that for a gittin, shota l'davar echad is not called a shota. Yeah, but the question is whether shota l'davar echad. Okay, we're not here to discuss hilchot shota. I gave a whole series of shiurim on hilchot shota. So what's the halacha? So that's what the Gemara says. What's the halacha of Zechiyah Begitten? Now, this whole Gemara, mind you, is only talking about what? To be Zoche for the woman. The Gemara never talks about to be Zoche for the man. Understand? What if, like the Tzvat case, you know, the Tzvat, famous Tzvat case, that the guy is a vegetable, and then they want to give Zoche a get for him. That the Gemara never even talks about. Because the Torah, that was pushed to the Gemara, that you can't do that. Right? But the Gemara does have a concept of Zechiyah Beget from the perspective of the woman, and that's the Gemara's question. Hamazake get l'ishto b'mokum yovam ma'u. Kevin the sanyal is chusula. So maybe it's no good. In other words, maybe it's a suffix, right? Because maybe the get was chal. If the get was chal, so then you can't do yibum. And if the get was chal, you don't need chalitza, but we're not sure. So then you do chalitza, but you don't let them marry. What if you know that there's a big rift, a big tata, discord, and they don't get along well between the husband and wife? So could the husband give a get to somebody else, and he's mazakia? Nothing to do with you, Bumum. Now a different case. Just b'makom k'tata.
Hamazakia. Gedli ishto mokum tata ba'u kevin ti islik tata ba'adei is chusula ol dilma nicha de gufa adifla. So as on one hand we say, look, they don't get along, so maybe that's his chus.
Or on the other hand, maybe she still wants companionship even if they don't get along. A person would rather be with somebody even if it's not perfect, or far from perfect. That's the next line. Tashma d'amarish lokish, tav l'meisav tandu, mi l'meisav amalu. That it's better to be, the Gemara has this chazaka, v'reish lokish, that it's better to be tandu with a partner, as opposed to being alone. Is it better to be with a partner than being alone? Rav Soloveitchik gave this major address. This was like one of his most famous speeches. Yeah, about some person, Rabbi Rachman, he held that maybe it's not true, Bismanazah.
Women are independent now.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rav Soloveitchik like went crazy over this. And he like there's a famous speech he gave. You
can, the Rutgers one?
What?
The Rutgers one?
The Rutgers? No. So this is like a famous where he
outside?
Yeah.
He
know, he was very upset at the other opinion, that he feels that no, Tav L'Mesef Tandu is a Metzias, and it doesn't change, and not everyone agrees to that, you know. And this was a whole big, in fact, the person who was said the other opinion was being considered to be the president of OU. And this was like the main thing. Was he going to, you know, being the president of OU because he didn't hold from Tav L'Mesef Tandu. Right, so this was like during intercession when I gave the shiurim on Kiddush HaKavos. So this was the last year I gave a transcript of that speech. But you can get it online. Where do you get it? Michael Friedman. You have to ask Michael Friedman. But there's a famous speech. If you ever hear Rav Soloveitchik speak, like, he had a tremendous... Whenever you heard him, you felt, like, totally captivated. So this was his... we have to get you the... this was the thing. Where the Tav L'Mesef Tandu applies was Manazeh. I mean, knowing the reality of women today, it's seems maybe that women, like you said, are very independent. I mean,
things have progressed since the love and the women.
Right, that's true. But that's true. But I have no doubt that if the Rav would be alive today, he would say the same exact thing. Right, but it could be that others would argue with him. But the Rav's vision was that it's just a reality that Chazal with Koven, you can't, that doesn't change in Halacha. That was his, he was very strong about that. But you should listen to the tape. You should listen to the, this was like a thing at one point in YU, like they were handing out this tape. Like whatever this was like the, this tape. I don't know, ask Michael. Text him, ask him where. No, it's online. You can get everything online, you know.
Has that opinion grown more popular, like, over time, or...
What?
Has the opinion that it has changed grown more popular over time, or is it, like, stayed pretty stagnant since the rest of the
country? Well, I mean, in other words, the halakhic ramifications, you know, I mean, it's not just a philosophical question. It has a lach nafkaminis, because is it chus or not chus? I mean, the shadow doesn't come up so. I mean, it comes up look at me these questions. So it's not like it's something that's happening every day that we're. But you know, people. Oh, so then look what the Gemara says. Abai Omar, the Shum Shema Gavra. Kursei Bechadata Ramula. Look in Rashi. The Sukrum Gutskinamola. Whereas, say you have this guy who's like short and thin, like a. Like he's not not like an attractive person. He's like a. They compare him to a little bug. He's like thin, like a. He's like short, like a namala. Kursi bechadet bechazeches atzmo k'nesuv nosenis kisa isn't chashuvus kursars. In other words, this guy who's not attractive whatsoever, she would rather be married to him than be alone, because she feels, oh, I'm married. There's a status. So even if he's like a shumshana gavra, even like he's a. He's like this midget. Even though he's like a midget. But Kursi Bechadet Ramula, she can still put her chair. In other words, she could still rub shoulders with the chush of a people, because she could say, I reached the status of being married. It
what the Gemara says, Bechadato Ramullah. The problem with the Nafta Gavert, Tikre Misiofe. And even if a husband is Umnosha Mu'usa, Benapet Semer, whereas her husband, what he does is he takes wool. You know, his job is to take wool off the animal and then divide the wool so you can spin it. That's his job. So that's not such a chosh of a job. But she'd rather be married to this guy than be alone. So she could still say, I'm amongst the chosh of a people. Like, Rav Ashi Amed, the Kul Sugavra. In other words, he comes from a family that doesn't have such a good reputation. Lo baya talfachi lekidra. In other words, she doesn't care. She doesn't need. She doesn't ask lentils from him even. But the fact that she's married to him, you know. Even though he's, whatever. In other words, all these examples are husbands that are very either unattractive financially or physically, and the Gemara says, but she's still happy to be married to him, even though she doesn't care about the guy. Now, whether this really is the reality of today is very questionable. There could be some people, but I don't know, would that be the rove? I don't know if that would be, I don't know, dealing with trying to set people up. You know, I always tell my wife, if I can get two people just to go out on a date, then I think I've accomplished something. Okay, but that's the Gemara. So, what do we say? What is the Rambam Paskin? So look at the Rambam on page 3. Says the Rambam, Baal she'omer la'acher zechei beged zeh le'ishti kidei she'lo tipol lifnei yavam. Whereas he says, you know, he knows he's dying. His wife is not there. She went out of town for a couple of months. So he gives a get to another person and says, "Be zocher." So this way, if I die in the next couple of months before my wife comes home, she won't have to worry about yibum, that she'll be stuck with a husband she doesn't like. Right, the case in the Gemara. So the Rambam paskens sofek mugureshes. Because most women don't want to be subject to Yavam or Chalitza, because they're totally not in the driver's seat anymore. In other words, no one wants to be in a situation where their marriage is dependent upon whether someone else is going to want to marry them, as opposed to them wanting to be married to this person as well. So it's a schus. Now there might be some women who don't matter, you know, as long as they get married, but it's a suffix. Shirovna, yeah. The fichatia suffix muresh, afa pichlo get the other hole of zochalo barache. So even though she never got the get, but someone was mazakiat for her. Like the basketball. The basketball works because it's chus. So this is it's a suffix. So that means that she won't have to, he can't do yibum to her, because this is Eishes Sach, but it's Shalom B'mokha Mitzvah, so they can't do Yibum, but she can't go free either. In other words, so he'll do Chalitza. I remember once I had a Chalitza, you know, we're in room 501, you still have finals there? Room 5, no, they have it in Belfer. But you have a brisk meals there. So I remember Rabbi Shechter's father, he was a Mesader Chalitza there. Oh, it's in room 501. They had a chalitza.
Why don't we just say Tav Lameso? Yeah, no, he's asking a good question. He's saying, why was the other case? Why did we say Tav Lameso? Maybe you only say Tav Lameisav if you choose this person. Whereas, but if... It's a good question. Here's the question. He's saying, why don't you say Tav Lameisav by Mezakeh Gyan Lishto B'mokom Yovel? Why don't you say that for sure that's a schus? Because Tav Lameisav. It's a good question.
Has to be married.
What? Right, in other words...
Usually
use it in a case when
we ask
for her
to get out of the
divorce,
or she
doesn't want to be married.
What are the cases
on marriage? The other cases are they're already married. And whether we're kofa to get divorced or something like that. But I guess Tav Lameisav, you have to go through all the cases of Shas, but Tav Lameisav, I guess... in other words, if it's a guy that you don't necessarily, who's not such a great guy, but at least she agreed to it, so I guess you have to say something like that, or else. Because the next line the Gemara uses Tav Lameisav, and in this line it doesn't. But I wouldn't be so. You should look in the Masifta Gemaras. Maybe there's some Achronim asked this question. Someone must have asked this question. It's a good question. Now, the Trumas Hadeshin on page 4 has another case. No, they don't have that one yet. I checked. On page 4. Says the Trumas, said the Psakim Uksavim is also the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshin is divided into two parts. So you have the Psakim Uksavim, and then you have the Kushalos, the Trumas. Habal, Shiyeshlo Isha Mumeris. Say a husband has a woman who doesn't keep mitzvahs. She's not observant. And he wants to marry another woman. So could he marry another woman? In other words, normally, as far as the Torah is concerned, you can marry more than one wife. Until we have Kerem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So the question is, did Rabbeinu Gershom say that you can't marry two wives, even in a case where your first wife, you know, went off the derech totally? Or did he say it in all cases? Maybe he would agree that if your first wife, you know, totally is off the derech, so then just marry someone else. You don't need Kerem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Or not.
Why would it be concept of a get still alive?
No, she still needs a get if she wants to remarry. But the question is that could he already take a...
Maybe like marry someone else?
Before he... Say, you know, his wife's totally not observant, and then she went off for 3 months, whatever.
Okay.
So could he now just say, okay, let me...
So you're saying maybe like we can just not apply the term there, maybe here, show me here, and...
And let him just marry another woman in the meantime.
Okay, but on the other hand,
right.
Okay.
So, Abal Sheishlo Isha Mumeris, Yirtzel Isa Cheres, But Österreich, in Austria, uvchol agafeh nogim latzricha legarsher kshayirtza lisa. So their minig is that you always have to give a get first before you take a second wife. In other words, the Rabbeinu Gershom applies even to this situation. Now the question is, say she's away now, right? So okay, she has to. You got to get divorced. But could he give it to somebody else to mezake for her? What do you think? What do you think of that? So she hasn't come back. So you need a get before you get married. But she's away for 5 months.
She maybe wants to still stay married.
So he says mezake la get al yedecher dischusula. He says it's schus for her to be divorced. Why? Because this woman who's away for 5 months and she doesn't keep mistama, she's cohabiting with other men. So it's a schus for her that she should, at least if she'll cohabit with other men, let her be a single girl as opposed to a married woman. So it's a schus. So he says it's a schus to give the get. What do you think? What? So he says, "Mazakel get al deyacher dischusula." I told you, Rabbi Jachter told me that he several times has done a zikui get for a woman who didn't get her get yet, but she already posted on Facebook that she's already dating other men. Because the assumption is that she's being mezana. And for her benefit, it was already, I think, maybe legally divorced or whatever, but they didn't have a get yet. So the mezake get. Well, she doesn't. Well?
Did she actually go out with someone else, or is she just
supposed to? I don't know. She said Rabbi Teitz and Rabbi Gedalia Schwartz told her. Yeah.
This is again a case where it's like very much depending on the woman. Like, it seems here that it very much depends on what the schud is going to be to the woman.
Right, so here the truth is that the schud of the woman is that she's being mezana anyway, so let her. So let her be doing a better way. If you're mezana, let be mezana as a single woman as opposed to the an eshes ish, because an eshes ish is chayiv misa.
But it's
compared to
the whole concept of schud in these cases, it's a bit difficult because each case it can be different.
Well, but in other words, it's not different in terms of, in other words, if we know this woman is mezana, she's whatever. She's so he would give her a get, but she's not here now. So, and he would like to remarry somebody who's observant. So if she'd be here, she would just hand her the get. She's not here, so he let him hand the get to someone else. Ah, this someone else is not a hashliach. Schia to get the get. So that's what the Truma Sadesha says. If the person knows that his wife is mezana and she doesn't want to take a get, or she's not whatever, then you can mezake her get. Devade mezana he ben anochim mutav la, page 5, tizne penuya v'lo tizne eishas ish. It's better that she be mezana as a penuya, not as a eishas ish. Ish achen naser la shliach l'kabbalah. In other words, that someone else will be, it's not a real shliach, it'll be a tchir. Aval barinus, but in another, in rinus, the minig is lo captive. Inosim ish achen poli gerishin. The sfirle, the hachi lo tikun hagon. In other words, in rinus, the minig is that if your wife goes off the derech and she's been mezana, you can get remarried without divorcing her. because Rabbeinu Gershon never made that thing in this situation. Rabbeinu Gershon didn't want that you have two wives, but if one wife is being mizana and this and all that, so Rabbeinu Gershon would say that you can marry two wives, you don't even have to have the get. If she would want a get because she wants it, then he'll give her the get. But if she's not interested in the get, like the case where Rabbi Drachma was talking about, that people who are just not religious, so they don't care about the get, so then at least mezakeh them the get. Mezakeh them the get. Even if they don't care, in Shemayim they still get they
that
still. Right, even if they couldn't, right, even if they don't care, but Klapei Shemaya, we want them to save them from doing a massive amount. That's still casual. And this is what Shulchan Aruch, let's look at Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Look at Shulchan Aruch. Page 6, Yishonim. Mi shehimira ishto mezakeh l'get al yidei acher. Benosei acheres. Hei nogim itzas v'chomus. He said, so the Ramah quotes this Shulah Sadeshin, that you can be mezakeh a get for Isha if she's a mumeris, and the assumption is that she's being mezakeh. But he says, welcome to Ain't. But that's if the minhag is that you don't get married until you give the get, even in this case. But when there's no, welcome to Ain't minhag, but if there's no minhag, Ain't lahachmir. Mutal Yisrael has belogi derushi harishon. And then he quotes minhag rights, that if there's no minhag, then you can just get remarried without giving her a get. You'll have two wives. Because Rabbi Gershom, yeah.
So, in making
sure you don't
need
to get married, right? Get zikah, you don't need because you have a get.
It
works right now, not l'mafreya. Right now, when the husband gives the get to this third party, his wife is divorced. Because a man has a wife, and he knows that she is going around with other men. It's known. It's known she's going around with other men, and she's not there to get a divorce. He could go to the Beis Din, and Beis Din will write a get, and he can hand it to someone else, not his wife, and then she's divorced right then, because he's mezakeh the get for her. Yeah. So, in other words, the case in the Gemara, the concept of being mezakeh and getting is a given in the Gemara. The only, in other words, cases in the Gemara was we're not sure if it's chus or not. But the Trumas Hadeshin says, in the case of Yovan, Ktata, those cases we're not sure, is that is chus or not. But in a case where she's mamish being mezaneh, so for sure that's his chus. Because the cases in the Gemara were, okay, they have a fight, or Yovan, he might not like, you know, those are like minor things, relatively speaking. But here she's mamish violating Eishes Ish, so, right, you can mizakeh get. No, they hold, I mean, I think the word is they hold you don't need it.
Yeah, so
if she comes, he'll divorce her. I mean, in other words, why doesn't he say just do Zikr get? Because I guess Zikr get is not, in other words, Zikr get in the end of the day probably can never be fully, I don't know, the question is, can we, the Shuvas Hadeshin basically said the Gemara has a suffix, but in my case there's no suffix. But maybe someone could say there is a suffix, even in your case, because maybe she'd rather be married still to him, even though she's violating it. But maybe it's not totally on the whole, you know, what's happening in Shemayim. In this world, she wants her cake and eat it too. So she wants to be married to him, but she also wants to go with the other men. So for her, she wants that. She's going to get it in Shemayim. Okay, but she doesn't care right now. So maybe it's not so poshut. In other words, the Truma Sedeshin says that it's never poshut, but maybe one you can argue with the Truma Sedeshin. I mean, the Truma Sedeshin just says that he doesn't claim that anyone argues with him, and the Ramah brings it down. So the concept of a get zikui from the woman, again, we're not talking about get zikui. We're going to have a separate shiurim about get zikui for the man, which is that's the svat case. See, we're getting closer to the svat case. See, we're getting closer. We didn't get there yet. Svat is up north. It takes time to get there.
Where are we now?
Yeah, we're still in the Negev. Yeah, the Negev. Both of the Negev. Yeah. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
So then you feel that maybe that's not as close for her.
Like it's a very good fit. Like no one argues.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we're talking about Mizake get. Okay? In other words, say a woman is being mezana, right? A woman is being mezana, and the woman's not around. So could the husband give a get to another person, and that person pick up the get on behalf of the wife, instead of giving it directly when she's not here, because maybe it's a schus for her to be divorced this way. She's being mezana anyway. Let her at least be a single woman that's being mezana, as opposed to a married woman who's being mezana. So the Trumas Hadeshin says he could do that. Yeah, I just quoted it. Yeah. Right. His Kiddush was even once on Facebook. That was the right. Okay, now there's another Trumas Hadeshin. I mean the same person, but another part in the Sefer on page 7. Jews.
Yeah.
I guess the Jews wouldn't be mezana with her. What?
Yeah.
No. Okay, now what about the next case on page 7? We're getting there, Moshe. We're moving up to the north. We're getting there. We have to start in the Negev, you know. Od Nira, Im Eishes Hamumar, what if you have a man who went off the Derech? Right? And she doesn't want to be married to him because he's a mumer. So could she get like one of her somebody to go to him, try to convince him to divorce her? Now he might change his mind in 10 minutes. So that's why he says like this: he'll convince her, and then he'll say, "And then just give me the get to me right away, and I'll be mezakeh the get for your wife." So the case we had before was the woman that was the mumer. And she's going around being mezana, so the Trumas Hadeshin was matir to be mezake the get. Here, the man is the mumer, and she doesn't want to live with him. So he'll divorce her. But say, you know, he still wants to, you know, it's not like a man, even if the man is being mizan, it's not an eishes ish because he's the man. But she doesn't want to live with such a husband, reasonably so. So could he send one of his friends to try to convince her? And then, so he can convince her, but then, you know, he still has to go and give the get to his wife. Maybe he'll change his mind by then. So the friend will say, and I want to be mizake right now. Right. Right. But Rabbi Harari said that the man could be, the husband could be chozerbo in the shlichus. So this is the best case because you get the guy to agree, and then you say just give it to me, and it doesn't matter that they change their mind or not because, like Rabbi Harari pointed out, it's chos. So he says, "Old Nira, im eishes amuv v'biksha mikava b'nei adam." This woman asked many people, "Misha yuchol liftos as a mumer." To liftos means to convince the mumer, ol l'shachto, or to bribe him, whatever. Sheite lo get zeh. Also lo tova v'ratzon. V'chakech ira she'echad me osam she'shamu pachosher izu damen al mumer. Upito so. In other words, one of them went to the guy, and he convinced him to give a get. It's a schus. Hard to be divorced from this man. He's a big chidushim, because you could say no. Maybe she doesn't, you know, have the mesav. And then he quotes the Gemara we learned already in the Rosh. Kein ze kosev ashiri, the perkama de kedushin. Shem gila adam daito l'shadchan. That if he tells the shadchan that he likes this girl, and he says make the shidduch, not only can he make the shidduch, he can mekadesh even though he's not the shliach. Right? We saw this already, right? Then it's a question, is it chal l'mafreya, mikano l'abba, right? Yochol ha-shadchen l'katshalo, shalom b'dayto, came to give l'aydayto shechof itzma, came z'chusulo, v'zochol l'adam shalom b'fonov, v'zchim itam shlichus. So, the Truma Sadeshin said two things. He said, if the woman is a mumer, mumeris, then the husband can give a get to another woman, to be mezakeh. And then he says, if the man is a mumer, then if someone convinced him to give a get, he can give it directly to this guy, and he can mezakeh it for the wife, and it's chal right away. And that's also quoted in the Ramah, on page 10, in Kuf Mem. Take a look. Look at the Ramah, Hagah. Fim bayim ha-mumer v'yadim shihim ma'aderes ha-chaget. The husband's a mumer, and she wants a get. Yesh omrim da mumer yochol liskos lo get. Yesh mefarshim gam b'ze. Chenim hayovam mumer, av abal mazaka lo get, kadesh lo tipol v'nei hayovam. That we said already. But if the Yavam is a mumer, so we said the Gemara has a suffix, right? But here, that was about a regular Yavam. But if he's a mumer, that certainly is a schus. Wow. So the Trumas Hadeshin said two big chidushim. Now the Gemara says, could you mizake get if your wife is, the husband's about to die and he doesn't have any children and she's going to have to do yibum, and she doesn't want to do yibum because then she doesn't know what she's getting into. She's going to marry someone who she doesn't necessarily want. So that was the case of Kukia Kesar Beis, and the Gemara ends all consulting. Consulting, or if they're having a fight, could the husband just give the get to the to another woman to be mezakeh? And that's the suffix. But the Trumas Hadesh says, but in my cases, it's Vade Megureshes. And that's the case where the woman was a Mumeris, and she's Mizana with people. So it's a schus for her to be divorced. And in the case of what? Of the man being a Mumer, where she wants a divorce, then it's a schus for her to be divorced also.
Even if
what?
Even if he, so if
he would stay married to her.
Yeah.
He would stay married to her, but she wants a divorce. So someone convinced him. So give her the get. So, and, but like the Rabbi Harari said, but they're afraid he's going to change his mind. So they're mizaken the get. So at this point, it's chal right away. So, and the Rambam quotes both chidushim of the Trumas Hadesh. But we still haven't yet seen Zikoy by what? By the guy. So that's the next step.
I mean, this is the closest thing we have to that, but there's still, the guy has das here, and he also gave
right. Das. Right. So all these cases, the guy has full das, das gerishin. But who says that it works where the guy doesn't have das? Right? So that's the next. That's going to be the next step. But it, yeah.
You also like a safety deposit box and throw it in there. You buy your chutzner.
Throw it in the chutzner. So he's calling her. She's calling it right away. He's saying, "What do you have to do with Chia? Why don't you just take a safety deposit box of the woman?" And that has a din chutzner. You're saying. Yeah? Someone has done this? You see where Harari is saying, why doesn't the guy who's going to the woman just take a safety deposit box of the woman, and that'll be her chatzer? It's chatzer mahalechas. I don't know if that works. Is it a chatzer? But they'll tell us. Yeah. Yes, I'm Alechus, right? I'm Alechus. Okay, I have to think about that. But,
in this spot case, would Tavmit of the Tanzio not apply there?
In which case? The Tzfat case? Okay, so that. Right, that's.
That.
Right, the question is do you apply that by. Maybe, but it's really not. Does she want company of somebody who's a vegetable? But the Tavmit of Tanzio means a person just likes company. Even if the person is has you know his ugly face or whatever, still
so
likes comfort.
That's really talking about, I guess, physical features.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we're up to we did the first 11 pages here. What I'd like you to see tomorrow is starting on page 12 and onward. Okay. There's a lot of interesting things here. Take time to finish. Okay. Good.